Alaskans will soon cast votes on Ballot Measure 1, the controversial initiative aimed at protecting Alaska's salmon habitat. Companies behind big proposed mines and oil developments have helped raise millions to campaign against the initiative. Opponents say Ballot Measure 1 could hinder projects like road improvements, but supporters say it was specifically designed to easily allow vital infrastructure to be built. So how will the ballot measure affect mid-sized projects used by everyday Alaskans? As Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk reports, the answer isn't clear-cut.
Part of the uncertainty on how the Salmon Habitat Initiative could affect things like small-scale hydro projects or mom-and-pop placer mines hinges on a single phrase in the ballot measure, significant adverse effects. That's because if it passes, projects that could cause significant adverse effects to salmon habitat will go through a much tougher and more public vetting process to get what's called a major permit. So what counts as a significant adverse effect on salmon? And where's the line between a major permit and a minor permit?
We have not made an actual determination about that yet.
That's Ron Bankert, a regional supervisor with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the agency that would carry out the ballot measure. Bankert says the measure does lay out some clear definitions, like if a project blocks fish from passing through, that's significant. Other criteria on what counts as significant are less clear, he says.
Some of them are kind of difficult to define, and it would probably require us to develop some additional regulations to further clarify that.
So if the measure passes, that's not the end of the story. Although it will go into effect 90 days after the election results are final, the state will probably end up writing regulations. And those regulations would try to nail down the distinction between projects in salmon habitat that have to clear a higher bar and projects that won't. Eric Felstead is an attorney with Perkins Coie, a firm that has worked for companies opposing the ballot measure and the campaign against it. Felstead says if the salmon habitat measure passes, Fish and Game will be under intense scrutiny as it goes about figuring out what counts as significant adverse effects on fish habitat.
You know, I've been involved in a lot of rulemakings over the years. This one's going to be as hard as anything I've ever seen just because there's so much interest in it.
Little projects like boat ramps, the state can probably safely put projects like that under the minor category. And a big proposed mine that will displace salmon streams? That'll definitely go through the tougher permitting process. But Felstead says there's some gray area in the middle, and he thinks that will be tricky for Fish and Game to navigate.
You know, you have, say, a road that's 75 yards long with a gravel pad where you want to build a cabin, and it's through kind of a swampy area that is deemed to be anadromous fish habitat. You know, is that going to be under the minor scheme? I think those are the questions that are harder, that are kind of right on the line.
Emily Anderson, an attorney with the Wild Salmon Center who helped write the initiative, pushed back on opponents who say needed infrastructure projects will be hindered by the ballot measure. She says she trusts Fish and Game to not write overly burdensome regulations.
It's really, really premature to say you'll never be able to do this or expand your airport in X, Y, and Z community. That's ridiculous to say that at this point.
Anderson acknowledges it's hard to pinpoint exactly what projects will get a minor permit and what projects will go through the tougher vetting process. But she adds it's not about how big or small a project is or what kind of project it is. The measure was written so it's all about how much it affects salmon habitat.
You can have a very large project that has very little impact to fish habitat and therefore can be processed as a minor permit. You can have a very small project that, the way it's being proposed, can have very high impacts to fish habitat and that may be proposed as a major project.
So a project's size may not be the best indicator of how much it could be impacted by Ballot Measure 1. And even then, when it comes to how the initiative could impact some projects used by everyday Alaskans, a lot rides on how the state writes the regulations to implement it. But before all that, this coming Tuesday, Alaskans will vote to decide whether the ballot measure should go forward at all. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.